Blog Talk Radio.
Go! Go!
Heidi Ho, I'm Chuck Landington, and this is a brand new Metal Injection live cast. If you had told me 12 years ago that Metallica was going to be on something called Spotify, I would have assumed it was a medication intended to prevent them from pooping themselves and leaving spots on their undies. I still think that's what Spotify is. And I still think the members of Metallica could use such medication. Here's the show.
That's right. Metallica's on Spotify and we are on the air.
I thought Chuck was going to have a Hanukkah theme. If you switched it up on
Chuck actually forgot that this week was the beginning of Hanukkah, I think.
Well, it'll still work next week. Next week will be the last day of Hanukkah. So.
True.
What?
Wait, won't it be over by next week?
Not that I got it. 8 days and it started yesterday, so wouldn't it be tomorrow? Like, wouldn't it end next Sunday?
It started Thursday, I thought.
Oh, did it? I thought it started Saturday.
I don't know.
It started last night.
Doesn't it usually start out like the sundown of Fridays?
No, it has nothing to do with
Okay, when did the horn go off, Darren, in your neighborhood?
It went off. I wasn't home for when it went off.
It started Saturday. Google has confirmed.
Speaking of sundown and Jew horns, Darren, you might be the person to ask, or Noah. On Shabbos, would you be allowed to skateboard?
No.
Because I saw an Orthodox kid yesterday in the middle of the day.
You're not allowed to
skateboarding.
Do anything that's fun.
Why not? But you're not using electricity or anything.
By the way, Lonnie's here.
Hey, Lonnie.
Hi.
Hey,
Lonnie.
Welcome, Lonnie.
I'm here for all your skateboarding Jew questions.
Yes.
Lonnie is a good friend of the show's. He hasn't been here in 100 episodes.
Is that right?
No, I don't know.
Thank you guys for being patient, though.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years since you had your last show, because I was really busy. So thanks for waiting.
All the others,
nice of you guys.
They're not official shows. They're just exhibitions.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you probably had a lot to talk about in these past 2 years.
Yeah.
So some pent-up stuff.
Sure, it should be a good show. I think the skateboard thing, that would be considered work, like you're expending energy.
So then, yeah.
You're breaking laws.
The kid in the yarmulke, skateboarding across Avenue P.
Yeah.
With not a care in the world. I watched him. Like, he's not allowed to do that.
Did he have payas?
No.
So maybe he wasn't Hasidic. He was just Orthodox.
Even still, though, he's probably not allowed to do that, right? Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Shlomo,
if you're listening, call in. Clarify for us.
Yeah.
We need...
You feel what?
Last word.
I think it's just like whatever rules they set for themselves. Like, oh, skateboarding is fine. You know, like... His mom just...
That's how society collapses.
Yeah, sure.
We just follow our own rules. That's why we need God in our lives.
That's why we
need to behave.
That's why we need the Yids to converge on City Field so that they can
make sure we stop downloading pornography.
Jesus was a skateboarder, right? They always say that.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Well, when the crucifix finally fell over, they just affixed wheels to it.
If only they thought of that on the way up the hill.
It was more of a luge rather than a
skateboard. That's on the director's cut of The Passion of Christ. The skateboarding.
His passion was extreme sports.
The XGN games.
You just tilt the X a little bit. Didn't you?
Yeah, it's a cross game.
That's
exactly.
We have a caller in early. Should we take the call?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll have a cool runnings joke.
You just
save it for later.
801, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Eggers.
Oh, hi Eggers. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's nice to see that Lonnie's on the show. I love you, man.
Oh. Thank you, person I don't know. I really appreciate that.
A long time.
Oh, it's no problem. Nobody knows me.
We know you.
I'm sorry. These guys know you. They should vouch for you.
He probably has him and Shankletown are the top two highest percentage of jokes that go over well in the chat, I would say.
Me and Shankletown? I don't think so. Maybe Shankletown.
Shankletown, I say you're both on top of the leaderboard. I don't want to put one in front of the other.
We should actually start having
that. Put me at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Well, you crack me up. I have an offbeat sense of humor.
Hey, you know, speaking of you, Darren, I was actually listening to older episodes of the Metal Injection livecast, and by the way, if no one has, catch up on it. They're fucking great. Have you seen The Sandlot yet?
Oh, actually, yes, I did see The Sandlot.
Thank God, man. I mean, I wouldn't even respect you as a person, let alone a baseball fan, if you haven't seen The fucking Sandlot.
Well, you're going to start disrespecting me more because I didn't like it very much.
Oh. What?
I did like some things about it, I will say that. I really liked the dog chase.
Maybe it's a thing you just got to see as a kid. I didn't grow up in Utah, but I kind of find it cool that it was actually shot here.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
I'll
tell you what I didn't like about it. I mean, you know, the thing is also, I was maybe 20.
You didn't like how Dennis Leary was stealing Bill Hicks' material in the movie?
Give me an example. What did he? I don't remember that.
No, that's just the thing about Dennis Leary is that his No Cure for Cancer was stolen from Bill Hicks.
I didn't even know
that. I'm saying that you don't like Dennis Leary.
I thought maybe he did some Bill Hicks material in The Sandlot. Really?
That seems inappropriate for a type of family comedy.
Yeah, there was this weird deleted scene where he was talking about people spinning records backwards when he just got the baseball that was signed by, I don't know what year Yankees signed that baseball.
Babe Ruth.
Some jerk off on the Yankees. Doesn't matter.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, he was on the Yankees. You finally got a reference right. But he's not in The Sandlot.
I learned that from The Simpsons. That's the only reason why I know him.
But he was on the Mets while he was on the
Simpsons. He was on the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Noah's favorite team is the Springfield Isotopes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, The Sandlot, I thought it could have been like a 20-minute movie.
Oh, well, that's not a movie then.
I don't. I think it was very padded out to make a 90-minute film.
That would have been a Sand Little.
Yeah. No, I thought it's just so much of it is like the kid, the kids hanging
it's
out.
A slice of life.
They could have done one of those montages, and
if you just fucking hate movies that are like kids hanging out, then like. God, there's so many movies that would just be sure. I mean, Stand By Me? What would that be? About kids dodging a train and finding a corpse?
Yeah, I fell asleep during that too.
Oh. The Goonies?
I like The Goonies. Yeah. But I was a kid when The Goonies came out.
I think that'd be a part of it.
But I think that's what's going on with The Sandlot.
But I wasn't like a little kid when I came out. I was in my teens probably.
I watched that in my teens, and I found it entertaining.
All right, I'm the Grinch, all right? You happy?
Yes.
I'm
not very much the Grinch.
What about like It?
It I liked, but I liked the book a lot better.
What the fuck does It have to do with it? God, Sean, you're a fucking idiot.
Kids
fucking
hanging
kids,
out.
Idiot. What do you think?
What about Adventure?
You just like movies about kids like being scared, Sean. It gets you off.
What about
Suicides in Bathtubs? That's what Sean liked about that movie.
What about
Sean, I got a question for you. You know, I didn't call in last week.
Excellent movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. He wants to ask
you a question. Like the film stock they used. It's too grainy.
Hey, Sean, 2 weeks ago when I threatened you, I got a little question. When you were walking home, did you feel like a hand covered in Cheetos dust grabbed your shoulder and you couldn't find who grabbed you?
Cheaply made,
it's
I guess.
It's like dark and grainy and like, am I watching
It was a New
Blair
Line
Witch?
Movie, I think, they made movies on the cheap.
Yeah, what I remember about that movie is when it was in the theaters, I was like, oh, I really want to see this when it comes out on VHS, because I would never go to the theaters because my parents are poor.
What about that name?
This was after it shut down. Oh. But I just remember there was no marketing push when the tape came out. I was just randomly in the video store like a year and a half later. I was like, oh, this came out. I have to see this.
So you only responded to VHS marketing?
That's right.
If there was a poster for it, that would be that window of JJ video.
Where was the marketing push for the VHS release of Don't Tell Mom that he's dead?
Why did you get an email that told you it was available?
Pre-email. At least as far as I'm concerned. All right, what was Edgar's question for Sean? And then we're going to have fun go.
I was just wondering if, Sean, when you were walking home last week, did you feel like a hand covered in Cheetos dust grabbed your shoulder?
Yeah, a little bit, but then when you caressed my prostate, it was kind of awkward.
Did you like how I actually shoved Tom Servo and Crow T Robot Toys from Mystery Science Theater 3000 up your ass?
Yeah, no, I did. I really did. It has good shape and dexterity for my colon.
Sean's ass is very spacious.
I don't understand what this conversation has turned into. What are we talking about?
Well, Sean's anal cavity shows really bad movies. So it basically did an MST.
Really roomy theater, and it's comfortable in there.
It's like the Orpheum. It's nice.
The Oceana. Which is now a big Russian restaurant.
Is there a matinee for your movie theater?
Now I have like a fucking image of...
like the Rocky
Darren Earth. Watching shitty movies like The Sandlot and Human Centipede and Dead Sean's ass.
I like when people yell at the screen in my ass. You know,
slut!
So it likes to hang out in the urban neighborhoods.
Magic Johnson Theater. In urban neighborhoods.
All right, thank you for your call,
Eggers.
All right, one love. See you guys.
Oh,
bye.
By the way, the number to dial.
What is it? Oh, you can speak over.
It would be sacrilege.
But you're doing it. I'm doing it.
The number to dial, 646-929-1357. Lots of Metallica in the news this week.
Is that right?
With them on Spotify.
Anything we care about.
Why do you like them on Spotify is kind of a big deal.
Why was that really news, though? Didn't they just put the Reload album on there?
No, it's their whole...
And, like, the remix of it?
Their whole discography is on there.
And?
Right. Because nobody's heard any of those songs before.
Yeah.
Some they need to stream them for free.
What now? Can you explain why it's momentous for it to be on Spotify, though?
Well, one of the guys who runs Spotify is one of the people that came up with Napster.
Uh-huh. Oh,
they worked out a deal.
So I didn't know that. That's why this is newsworthy.
Yes.
Has Metallica said anything about the irony of that?
They're just like, we live in a different world now. Yeah. Like, it's plus we got a huge advance for this.
Actually, I have a quote from James. I pulled a couple of clips here.
Oh, cool.
Before you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Can I read Shingletown's quote?
Sure, go ahead.
He said, 646-929-1357 is also Rob's cholesterol.
Oh, Rob.
Very
I'm
going to
die soon. Well, if that's true, you're probably going to die soon.
Thanks, Darren.
You're welcome. Come on, man.
We get that big metal injection inheritance.
Mm-hmm. $8.99.
Are we all in your will, Rob?
Do
you have a will?
No. What would I mean, I just have my computer.
Come on. You
have nothing you can bequeath.
What about your leopard sheets?
Offshore accounts.
The leopard sheets are gone.
You leopard ripped.
You got rid of the leopard sheets?
They ripped.
Oh. Noah, do you ever bequeath?
She bequeathing all the time.
So, I posted about Dave Mustaine this week.
What?
I know, crazy.
Hard to believe.
That quote could be removed and edited into any episode of this show.
It's
and it was
true.
Totally true.
It's true. But the funny thing to me about it was this was the most negative feedback I've gotten about a Dave Mustaine post, and it's not even about what he said. The feedback was just like, all right, we get it.
I'm talking about Dave.
Yeah, like, look, he's an idiot. Yeah. Move on.
So I see my posts are registering then.
Yeah, they're not going through the spam filter. And I'm liking some of your usernames. But also I love that some people are like, I don't agree with your politics, but I still think you're a funny guy. It's like, what?
Or Dave?
Mine.
Oh.
And it's,
like you really tout your politics on the site,
Especially on
it
these.
Comes through.
But it's like on these Dave Mustaine posts, I'm not really touting my. I'm just
pointing out
what his hypocrisy, like how his politics just don't make sense.
Right.
But I guess that's. But if you do that, reveals your politics.
I think it's apolitical in his case because he's just like even if you disagree with what he's saying, he's still saying idiotic things in an idiotic way. Like it's not. Necessarily because he's a conservative, that adds to it. But, like, the things he's saying is just self-contradictory. Like,
yeah.
He's a wingnut.
And the other thing is, like, who is it? Like, you're just sitting in your mom's basement, which is like, no, the basement that I live in is not my mom's. I pay rent for the basement.
It is a basement.
Yeah.
We have to say that.
But,
Robert, I didn't tell you. I bought that building.
Building.
Fuck! And then he's just like, yeah, Dave has entertained millions of fans all over the world while you're in your mom's basement. It's like, I haven't said anything negative about his music. I, in fact, talk about how I really enjoy his music and his dumb politics.
Uh-huh. Well, that
make
was
it
Dave,
hard to enjoy.
That was Dave that said that.
Oh, okay, I see. He's trolling the Metal Injection site, defending himself as somebody else.
Yeah.
I do think it's important for you to defend yourself against three people making comments on a message board website, though.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did that.
Are you talking about Dave Mustaine?
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
But this is my message board.
It's important. Yeah. Good.
Dear Robert
Piss Bunny. You live in your mom's basement, and I hate you. Sincerely, not Dave Mustaine.
Well, you have to admit that the message board is like the basement of your website.
It is at the it is at the bottom of the page. Yeah, so that is.
Does your mom own that page?
No, no, she does not.
Because then those people would be in your mom's basement. So there,
yeah,
anonymous people like the website.
Rob's mom.
Thank you for being on the website, though, right, Rob? Don't forget to be polite.
Yes.
By the way, Mike Piazza Destroyer just said Rob's in a guy called basement.
What?
What? I like it. I'll allow it.
I just like the name. I had to get the name out there.
Rob's in a guy called
Mike Piazza Destroyer. Where is Pizza Destroyer anyway?
He always says he'll listen in, but he never does. It's
or maybe
shameful.
He listens but doesn't call.
Maybe.
He's shy. He finally went through puberty and his voice is different.
Yeah, his voice probably is normal now.
Maybe he got that septum thing taken care of and he doesn't sound so stuffy. Maybe he's Eggers.
Are you Eggers? 646-929-1357. We want to hear from you. Let's see. What else is going on?
Well,
in
you
the
said
world
Metallica
today?
Was doing a few things. What's the other thing?
Oh, they announced their record label. They have their own record label now because they bought all their masters.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, that was last week.
They bought their masters? Masters?
Master.
I wasn't going to sing it, but I hoped that you would understand.
I got it.
Thank you.
That was like the song.
Yeah.
Was that where that was from?
Yeah. And they had a hit. Like that band that was advertising on the live cast a few weeks ago. One of Metallica's three hits. Hit singles was Master of Puppets.
Yeah, but at least that's actually been a hit.
Yeah. See, I'm not saying the name of the band
that
I'm making fun of. Partly because I legitimately don't remember. Partly out of respect to a sponsor.
So you want that ad revenue. Yeah.
Oh, All That Remains.
Oh, there we go.
You say
is it a hit yet?
No.
Look at the charts at Sirius and report back. How many spins?
Oh, that guy was in the news this week.
Who?
Which guy?
Phil Labonte.
I was just going to bring him up. Yeah.
Yeah, because I believe we talked about this when it happened last year that he was in some vocalist poll with the singer of this terrible band, Black Veil Brides, mm-hmm. who dresses up all goth-like, and he called the guy a faggot on on Twitter.
Wait, we let that band endorse us?
What?
Well,
the other way around, right?
Oh.
The guy who said faggot.
Right.
His band. Right.
He's
so
in All That Remains?
Yeah. Phil Labonte.
Oh, wait. So we endorsed him.
We didn't endorse him.
For money.
We didn't endorse. What endorsing? We were like, hey, go pick up this album.
Listen up, faggots. Buy this album.
Yeah, why don't we do the read like that?
That was the live read, wasn't it?
So just to be clear, he wasn't calling someone gay a faggot. Like, he was using faggot as a general.
Right.
For somebody who dressed prominently.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wear makeup.
Was it? I thought it was just saying faggot, like, to mean an asshole. Am I wrong?
How he's trying to twist it, but it could also be the other way, just because the guy wears makeup and whatever.
Oh, I said, I didn't get that part.
But he was interviewed by Revolver magazine about it, mm-hmm. about calling that guy a faggot.
And he didn't back off at all. Right?
No, he was like, I don't worry about what people think about me. I'll call everyone in my band a faggot, and some people who read that get really butthurt. I just don't know why.
Some of my best friends are faggots.
Yeah,
buttered.
I see what he did there. Buttered.
What happens to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? First of all, that's not the saying.
And then why are you using the names if you don't want them
to hurt? And then I don't advocate hurting someone's feelings because of their sexual orientation.
Yes,
but at the same time, if it really offends you when someone says faggot, you really need to man up. It's just a word.
Don't even be such a faggot.
Should women also man up?
Yes, woman up, maybe.
Well, you wouldn't call a woman a faggot.
But then,
I would.
Well, then,
that's the best way to use it. It's hilarious. Stop being such a faggot. Let's stop looking at your phone.
Faggot.
Faggot.
Isn't that Brian Posehn?
Stop it.
Isn't that Brian Posehn?
What? No, it's Noah.
No. It's very similar.
But Sean, you can't tell she's a girl?
Faggot. I don't know how to wear my glasses.
Faggot.
He then goes on to say that passing laws against gay marriage is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
I love how that just came up out of nowhere.
Well, the follow-up question is, do you think gay marriage is...
I know, but I'm saying from the reporter. Like, he just suddenly decided to ask about gay marriage?
Yeah.
Like, why?
The follow-up should be like, oh, so then can people call each other nigger? Are you okay with that as well?
Yeah, well, can we ask him that?
Yeah, like, is it okay?
Get him on the phone.
Do you just call everybody nigger?
If anyone doesn't like when I say nigger, they should just fucking man up.
Yeah. When I call somebody a nigger, I'm not referring to slavery or I'm not calling them a slave.
Let's say you're a black person. Right?
It's okay. It's all social commentary.
Rob's had a rough week. You
can ask my nigga DMX. We're very close. He wrote that song about me and him.
Ah, niggas.
That's me he's talking about. Phil Labonte.
Are we supposed to expect, like, the most intelligent thoughts and things to come out of the mouth of the people from the band All That Remains, though?
No.
I feel like we need to just know that these people, you know, what are we supposed to think about what they're saying?
We should still hold them accountable, though, when they say really stupid, offensive things.
Sure, but maybe not get, like, super, like, this guy's got to be right. Like, who cares? He's
probably stupid. Well, comedy show. We're trying to make
fun. Of course. No, I'm just saying.
You're right. We should stop doing this podcast.
People in the...
No.
Listen, if there weren't meatheads in metal bands, metal wouldn't be what it is.
Yeah.
So we need meatheads, but when they're going to be meatheads, we can still say, hey, you're being a meathead.
Is that really a derogatory term?
What, meathead?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Sounds like a tasty term.
Mm.
No,
I like it.
Head.
Those are two really good things, meat and head, you know.
But not when it's like a pound of olive loaf inside somebody's skull.
Ah.
That's the kind of meathead I'm thinking. And it's not that good. It's just gross on many levels.
Should have take it there.
I did.
Yeah. I like this. Grant Corluigi writes, I wish the interviewer just said, I'm really sorry, Phil, but that shit is really Labonte.
We got to resurrect that.
We got to resurrect that, yeah. You're being a real Labonte right now. Or Labonte.
Labonte being a synonym for being a meathead.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Would you say that Phil Labonte is, of all that remains,
of all that remains.
Would you say that Phil Labonte is all the remains of Uber douche meatheads?
Oh, I didn't know there was more to that question.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of more Uber douche meatheads than Phil Labonte. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Honestly, I've never, in the few brief experiences that I've had interviewing him or talking to him, he didn't seem like a douchebag in person.
There are more meat-headed Phils in metal than him, I would say. Specifically one.
Phil Collins?
Yes.
Landfill from Municipal Waste.
No, he's a nice guy.
Rest in peace, Dimebang.
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 Yesterday was
fuck the Dimebang, Daryl.
Oh, that's not right. Yesterday was the 8-year anniversary of his death. It's crazy that it's been 8 years already.
The same day that John Lennon was
not
shot.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Well, if that's what happens when you take public transportation.
That's true.
You should have got planned ahead an extra half an hour.
Damn it. I was in Ohio, too.
Listen. God damn it, Sean.
Maybe that happened before damage plan, you know what I mean?
Rob looks so uncomfortable right now. It's great.
This is like the second week out of three that we're going to have to edit stuff out.
No. Wait, I can't say that?
You can
say I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I hope. I don't know. I should speak for Rob. Maybe he will wind up thinking that out.
I don't agree with anything that was said.
Okay, good.
Next time, just write it on the message board. Write it on the comment,
in your
Sean.
Basement.
Yeah, no one will see it anyway. So it's...
But we'll talk about it on the show.
Sure.
I think that's the point. No, it reminded me of that Moscow Metal Minute sketch that we did.
Oh, yeah.
Where we were like I forget the setup, but we thought that Dimebag was in Van Halen.
Yeah, it was like a news, like doing like SNL weekend update. We were doing different news stories.
And then we were saying, oh, the guy from Van Halen died? That band sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Who listens to Van Halen? And then like hordes of people were like, how dare you make fun of Dimebag? That's not cool.
And nobody even said like that he was sucked or should have died or anything.
Yeah.
Or nothing about him. It was like the characters were so stupid. They didn't know who he was. That's like, how's that insulting him?
Yeah.
They're only insulting themselves.
Right.
It's not just the bands that have meatheads.
Who else?
I agree.
The punchline there. There's a lesson to be learned.
Faggots.
That's right.
Also, Randy Bly of Lamb of God indicted this week, officially.
Can you explain to listeners what indicted means?
In the Czech Republic.
You told me that some of them were having trouble understanding.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
They set him on fire?
I get it.
He's
going to
be beheaded.
No, people were flipping out about this, and I truly believe that some people out there don't know the difference between indicted and convicted.
Right.
Because people were like, what? This is bullshit. I can't believe this is still going on. It's like, you knew this was going on.
Yeah.
You knew that, like, when I wrote about this, I didn't even think it would be that big of a news story. It's like, oh, look, it's the process is moving along. Now the trial is going to be announced in a few months. But people were like, no, fuck the Czech Republic. Czech people. And that really is just like, why are you taking this out on an entire country of people? When it's just like they're like two people in the government.
Well, it's probably
we're Americans.
Can spell the names of those two people in the government. It's probably like Von
Krasnoshovsky. Right. They have those C's with the thing on the bottom.
So just say fuck Czech Republic, and they probably spell it C-H-E-C-K.
Do they have an A with a circle above it, or who's that?
Sweden, Norway.
Fuck it, never mind.
Powers.
But, you know, do people really think that, like, he's still innocent? I mean, what's the deal with that? I haven't been following this. And is he here?
He's in the States.
Rob, you saw him on stage.
Yeah, he was touring.
Are you okay, Rob? You're on stage.
I'm fine. He was very nice to me.
I was wondering where those bruises came from.
Oh, there were no bruises. Stop it.
Rob is more of a hearty, like, you know, more of a substantial body type.
Rob jolly? Saw, he said jolly?
Rob saw Randy coming at him, and then he just threw Jose in his path. He got shoved off. Rob was
oh, my God.
Human
it's
shield.
So say, okay.
Stop it. Everyone's fine.
Jose's, you know, wayfish.
Yeah, but I think the faux hawk could break the fall.
I don't mean that in a bad way. He's like a, you know, fit guy, but, you know, Rob has
he's
more...
He's pretty cut. Jose is cut, right?
Yeah, he's
what?
Pretty lean.
Why are you referring to I don't know.
He's faggot.
He's flexed for you, right?
Okay,
now,
Rob. So they cut.
Thank you. Yes.
Cut or uncut?
Rob, please.
With a name like Jose, I think it sort of speaks for itself.
What does that mean? He's a foreigner?
Probably uncut.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
People do it for medical reasons.
That's so xenophobic.
That's right.
Faggot.
She's also uncut.
She doesn't have a bitch. Anyway. I think he's absolutely innocent.
How so?
He just has to say that so he keeps the people coming to his website.
No, because of all the footage, the only footage that surfaced, which is supposed to, like, it's not proven that it's him, but it's most likely him. Mm-hmm. He barely pushed him, like, to get him off the stage. And it was a complete accident. I don't think he should be held.
Doesn't that mean that there's no evidence of him actually being caught doing it? Or that's
I think what it is just the Czech Republic doesn't understand what a metal show is like mm-hmm. the concept of stage diving. They don't.
Yeah,
really,
people
they
usually
never
die when they stage dive. So it's totally
like at Lamar.
The other thing is, well, yeah, like he busted it. Randy himself busted his head stage diving once at Lamar, like really bad.
So there's a history of mental illness.
Poor guy.
Oh boy.
Post concussion syndrome.
That's right.
Like a million years ago.
Yeah. Which side are you really on, Rob?
I'm
it seems
on
like you're building a case the other way.
Rob is the lead prosecuting attorney for the Czech Republic. The people of the Czech Republic.
I can't wait to let them know. Hopefully nobody's recording this.
You're Sam Waterston on Law & Order. That's who you are.
No, I think he's this is absolute, like, just crap. They're just trying to make.
But like,
what
is their stance? Because it obviously was not premeditated or any of that. Like, what could
who's
wrongful?
The government?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they haven't really been releasing too much information. They don't have to, like, the press there is different and the government there is different, so they don't have to reveal anything. It's just been kind of what Randy and his lawyers have been telling the press, that, like, this is what they're telling us, but we don't really know, like. I don't understand, like, what their case really is. It's just because there's, like, the security has said that the security wasn't up to full force that night, and, like, the venue has said that people shouldn't have been up on stage. And so, I don't know. I think it's just one giant misunderstanding. And also, why is he being targeted as opposed to, like, the whole band? You know, like,
well,
why him specifically?
Who's the one to touch the guy?
I guess that is what they're saying. They're saying that he pushed it. I don't know.
Yeah, but and then whose job was it to not let that guy get on stage?
Right, and there's also footage
and
of security.
And why did the guy even go on stage?
Yeah, there's footage of security, like, manhandling somebody, and allegedly that's supposed to be the kid that died that day, so it could have fell on security that, like, the security guard threw a kid who, like, jumped over the railing, threw him back, and it looks vicious.
Okay.
All of this stuff could be tracked at metalinjection.net/tag/freeRandyBly.
Making money off of tragedy. How dare you?
I'm reporting the news, faggot.
This kind of thing never happens at Kesha shows. So if you want to be safe out there, kids.
Because no one cares enough about Kesha to rush the stage.
Funny enough, we have an all Kesha music break coming up.
Is it Ross Gnarly?
Did a good job.
There's a dollar sign in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Kesha, you mean?
Yeah, it's the case.
Yeah, not Randy Bly.
For when you write it later.
Maybe he should have put a dollar sign in there, and then he'd be a free man. He wouldn't have been convicted or whatever you said happened.
Even though Randy Bly has
indicted, he's not convicted.
I think it's pronounced indicted. Well, you can see how they'd make that mistake.
Yep.
Although Randy Bly does have three silent letters in his name, none of them is a dollar sign.
Yet.
The dollar sign in Kesha isn't silent.
Right.
Pronounced it as an S.
Exactly.
For some people.
Yeah, I prefer Keha.
I say Ke Money Ha.
That's a whole different group.
Oh. See, I'm not into pop
culture. They did cheek on me.
They did Michael, You My Nigga. That was their number one hit. And yes, what's going on in the news besides that, Rob?
Also, Carcass announced they're working on a new album.
Really?
I'm pretty excited about that. How do you guys feel about Carcass?
I like their lyrics a lot.
Hey.
I like that they talk about, like, autopsies and stuff.
Like, so every album you like, every single song of every album.
Well, Heartwork is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, I really like Heartwork as well. I like Swan Song too. A lot of people don't like Swan Song.
Well, I'm not the biggest catchy Carcass fan, but didn't they go like after their first few albums, didn't they go like more simpler lyrics, and it wasn't like reading Grey's Anatomy anymore, and people didn't like that?
I thought it was more the music itself was more like accessible, like more mainstream or whatever. But I thought they wrote really, really catchy songs when they tried to.
Yeah.
So I don't hold that against them.
The growling turns me off a little. But it's not the most obnoxious growling to me. Like, I can bear it.
Lonnie, how do you feel about
what? I stopped listening.
You're not a Carcass fan?
I'm not super familiar.
What's in your playlist now, Lonnie? What are you listening to?
Really?
Yeah.
Tegan and Sarah.
Almost exclusively.
I actually bumped into Lonnie at Converge a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Did you
that's
know
a,
who Sean
that's
was?
A store where Sean and I buy socks.
Right.
Sure. Oh. The Converge
and jeans. Sometimes jeans.
I don't know.
Converge, VIM.
Sean's very excited about his blue jeans that he bought.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing blue jeans now? Stand up, please.
I have one. I own one pair of blue jeans now.
And there's no pins in them or holes that Sean created with a scissor?
What prompted this life change?
I'm living with a woman.
Oh.
Did she demand blue jeans out of you? What's going on here, Sean?
I came up in conversation. Did I just shake up the wardrobe a little bit?
Oh, I know. It's that shaking up the wardrobe.
You need to go from black jeans
to blue.
Conversation came up that I have a uniform.
Sean's black jeans have like two holes in the crotch where he lets his balls hang out.
That's one of the pairs.
How are you
that's
seeing
one of
this?
The pairs.
Do you not see it when
that's
Sean sits
on purpose,
there?
Though, isn't it?
I don't look at his crotch.
She's the exes.
We're only a few days away from those new blue jeans having the same holes, probably.
It's my acid balls. But, no, it airs it out a bit. You know, lets them kind of hang out.
Is there any whistle jeans effect there?
Yes. But I'm just trying to branch out, be a little older.
So are you going
to
change your entire wardrobe soon, or you start wearing vests?
Khakis.
I own a sweater now.
Khakis. A sweater.
Oh, that Christmas sweater that you got?
Oh, no, that one. No, that's a sweatshirt with a print on it.
Mm.
My sweater. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
I saw on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what kind of sweater do you own?
It's like buttons down and opens.
Is it an Argyle
it cardigan
sweater?
I don't know.
Argyle?
It's navy.
Oh, I was hoping for more of like a peach coral color. I think
yeah.
that would work well with your
well,
skin.
Maybe like a salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon.
And a turtleneck, probably.
True. No, I think like Kelly Green and Hunter Green is what really goes with my.
I don't even know what Kelly Green is.
It's like green, green. It's like it's green, 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 green.
Like green?
Like just green.
Green,
like
green,
green.
Like the
like gang green?
Oh, Kelly Green is a very nice green.
Yeah.
It's very, I just Googled it. It's very nice.
It's a nice, cool green.
I like a Hunter Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what.
My new Christmas sweater is Hunter Green.
Oh.
Well, welcome to Fashion Injection.
It's a guy named Hunter Green that he drapes over his body.
Yeah. So what are you going to pair your Hunter Green sweater with?
My new blue jeans.
Your new blue jeans.
And a thong.
That
Fred,
doesn't
Fred Green.
Just...
Do you have a lace thong?
Yeah, of course. No, it's like sort of like a tea cut, you know, like a boy cut lace thong.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Tea cut, tea back.
Yeah. It's a nice whale tail
Sean,
pops
Sean,
up on my blue
Sean,
jeans.
How many pairs of blue jeans did you buy?
Zero.
Aww.
Nice. Come on. Better on the block. But speaking of Hunter Green and Hunter, did you see that Hunter Moore is bringing back his website? For,
oh, is anyone up?
Anonymous or yeah. something, right?
Well, no. If it launches,
no, he
will.
Did. It happened.
No, he already
Gawker
got hacked.
Posted about it.
He launched it?
No,
they
hacked,
hacked
him.
Oh, what happened?
They got all his info and stuff. I don't know.
They put out his like all his personal information.
But what does that matter?
And on his website. I don't know.
Does he get, like, I thought he said he doesn't give a shit if people have his address and whatnot.
Well, I mean, he does it to people
social
anyway.
Social security number?
Oh, well, that's a little... different.
Yeah. So now you can file taxes under Hunter Moore.
Oh, maybe I will.
Are you
so
going to open up a credit
card?
Is he
not going to launch the site now because of anonymous?
I don't know. Who? I mean, really, shut up, Hunter Moore, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
Just put out the site and then shut up.
I do need to enjoy his old site. It was fun.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was fun to peruse every once in a while. When regular porn is not enough.
Were you looking to see if your pictures were up there?
No, there are no such pictures.
He kept submitting. And
they wouldn't take. They wouldn't
We've
take.
Got enough nargoyles as it is.
Oh.
Rejected. Did he send you a form letter?
And it's like I took a photo of my butthole and everything and nothing. What was the hashtag?
No butthole, no care.
Yeah.
Dye your butthole hairs when you did that?
Yeah, I bleached them.
Squatted it over them.
Absolutely. I mean, only the finest treatments for my butthole.
He thought it was just a photo of Kim Thayil, and he deleted it.
Oh, man.
Kim Thayil.
That's like Soundgarden.
That's an insult to Kim Thayil.
Kim Thayil looks exactly like Damian Sandow. Did you notice that?
Oh, the wrestler.
Oh,
yeah. No, I don't think I did.
Look it up.
Yeah, I could see it. Oh, I went to a concert the other day, and it wasn't a metal show. It was The Faint.
Oh.
That was that. It was fun. It was a good light show.
Mm-hmm.
I really hoped I wouldn't run into anybody.
Did you?
No.
You didn't run into Zena?
I only saw later that she went to the show, which I thought was funny. And I thought, like, of all the people, I would go to the show. Of course.
Of course she's there.
But it was fun. It was a.
Did you dance?
Like everyone was just dancing. It was completely not like a metal show.
Did you bring your glow sticks?
No glow sticks. It wasn't that kind of.
That's code for something.
But everybody was dancing. It was fun. There was no mosh pit.
Did you get sweaty?
Yeah, pretty sweaty.
What does it look like when you dance at a show like that?
Hold on.
Like a full body seizure.
No, hold on. Get the camera. Get the camera out right now, please.
I can't. We're going to have music on for me.
That really just looks like you're doing like a Hava Nagila or something. Really, that's how that looked.
I don't know. I feel like Rob would look like the Elaine dance from Seinfeld. You know, just kind of set to dance music.
Well, that's what he just did.
You're going to put on a song so you can dance for us?
Yeah.
Put on the techno.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Get the video camera running.
Okay.
Stand up, you dick.
Yeah, you have to stand up.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So describe this for the audio. Okay,
I will. This is awful.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Rob's standing in one place, moving his head.
Arms kind of moving a little bit.
I have the opposite of a boner.
Yeah, and he just did a cartwheel. That's amazing.
My penis
is
going inward.
Little
he's gyrating
his
pants.
Is
that
really negative 2-inch penis?
No, the last 5 seconds is not true.
But I'm glad that he added the Carlton in there. That's how.
Yeah.
He did the running man for a
second. You know what? You're not afraid to be yourself.
Right.
So I think
and you should
really
be born
this
way.
I got another song for you to dance to. You ready?
Hold on, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. There we go.
This is a tough one. He
knows. Stand up, you dick.
Come on.
I don't dance to Hava Nagila.
What?
I need more of a beat. Oh, here we go.
There you go. Rob's feeling this. Rob's in the moment.
I got a shimmy to this.
See, I don't think this is how you actually dance it. Are you doing it for a shtick right now?
No, like the when I started, that was, yeah, why not? It's just I can't show you how I dance. It's all in the moment. Dancing is in the moment.
And that's be like a group of people. Maybe if we stood around, Rob.
And the lighting. If you throw light, like if you switch the light on and off.
No, do some strobe effect. In
yeah.
It's not the same when he's not wearing a mesh tank top.
Yeah, exactly. I left my mesh tank.
Do you have your silver jacket on?
I should have really worn it.
Shade.
I keep forgetting to wear the silver jacket out.
Oh. Did you grind your denim bulge on anybody?
The whole venue. All of Terminal 5.
The monitors. It was just two.
Now they're really terminal.
He had crisscross pattern on his dick.
So be the first. That was from the waffle
like
maker.
Flame broiled. Flame broiled junk.
All right, let's hit up a quick music break right now.
Yeah, we were at our music
right.
break.
Are you going to dance the whole time?
Yes. There's an all saints music break.
I thought we were going to listen to Kesha, too.
And Carcass and Crocus.
Yep.
We will listen to
Crocus. Is in there,
sure.
too? Cool.
Why not?
I like that.
Screaming
like
in the night or whatever.
Dollar sign at the end of Crocus.
Kick it off with some Carcass from Swan Song.
We'll be right back. While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection live cast.
Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. We'll be right back.
is Chuck Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
A very appropriate Hanukkah welcome back from Chuck Blandington. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Hour number two. Gunface from the Red Cord will be calling in momentarily.
One of my favorite guests.
He's going to be talking about his new 8-bit project, Unraveler. It's a very fun album that he's given out for free.
Free.
What an insane concept.
And he's still wasting time promoting it?
He wants people to hear it.
Maybe he's not. Crazy. He's calling in just to chat with us.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
To promote his
so
album.
Then he won't mention the album once.
Well, Rob will mention the album.
But he cannot say a word about it.
There's nothing wrong with him promoting an album.
Yeah.
Kid. Come on.
What's the other guy that calls in to, from
Greg.
The Red Cord? Okay, that's right.
He calls in for nothing.
He is the world's greatest man. Or the greatest man.
How do you not remember his name,
he's
Sid?
He's one of the world's greatest men.
All these people look alike to me.
Can you ask him
fucking
about
white racist. People?
That's true.
You're a racist, Sid.
It's true.
He admits it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Gunface on the phone. Mike Gunface McKenzie, or as his mom calls him, Gunface.
No, that's not true.
His mom calls him Robba. It's weird.
Oh, Noah.
Well, our board might short circuit momentarily.
I know the board.
It's going underneath the board.
A little spill. Nice going, Spill Clinton.
Dick.
Wow, really?
Good job, Spilly Bob Thornton.
And it wasn't even her beer that she spilled.
You can tell how old those jokes are by who the celebrities are. I need some new ones.
Okay,
Spilly Ripken?
Spilly on the Street?
Really old.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Spilly on the Street.
Spill. Sorry, Lonnie.
That's not my board.
You can have another beer that you brought.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Spill Bradley?
Oh.
Really old one.
Dollar spill, y'all.
We do Spillbury.
That's a good one. If you're into the obvious ones.
Did you do Spill Labonte?
Oh.
You said the Spillbury Doughboy, right?
I feel Spill Labonte should be the episode.
We got Spill Bellamy in the chat.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Game over.
All right, let's get Gunface on the line.
Phyllis Spiller.
Are we still doing this?
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Mike McKenzie?
Speaking.
Oh, I thought
this isn't the number you told me you'd call me from. Luckily, I knew I was getting a weird number.
Cool. Welcome, Mike.
Awkward.
How's it going?
Welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we've had you on.
Yeah.
And before we had you on, I talked about how you just put out a new 8-bit album by your project Unraveler. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
What inspired you to do an 8-bit project?
Well, I'm just obsessed with video games, unhealthily obsessed with video games, and I think it inspired me to play metal listening to Nintendo music when I was a kid, so something I wanted to do. I was actually, there's a real reason for it. There, I was working on the Stomach Earth record, and I was really stressed out all the time because I recorded it and mixed it. And I've never done that before, so I was all stressed. So I'd make these 8-bit tracks in between to kind of, like, relieve a little stress, but also have fun writing something. And it eventually just accumulated, and then I was like, oh, this is done. I'll just give this up. So
your way of relieving stress from producing music was to produce more music?
Yeah, kind of.
That's crazy. Do you have a Nintendo? Like an original?
Oh, yeah. I got a Nintendo. I think I got a Nintendo the year it came out. I remember being 5 years old and getting a Nintendo that Christmas, I think.
And you have the same Nintendo now?
I still have it. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore, but I still have it.
Oh, so do you have another Nintendo that works? A functioning Nintendo?
Well, you can have a Nintendo
Wii. No, I don't have a Wii. I don't.
So what games do you have? How do you play?
How do I play 8-bit games? Well, I guess I play.
Pretty ROM?
Huh?
Oh. Do you have ROMs? How do you play Nintendo games?
Yeah, I play ROMs, but one of these days I'm gonna buy one of those. One of these days I'm gonna buy one of those top loading Nintendos that actually functions properly.
Interesting. So what are some of your favorite 8-bit games? Let's get to it.
Excitebike.
I love Excitebike. I love River City Ransom.
That's
a really good game where you can get the food. You can buy all different types of food. There's like a huge menu at every restaurant of all different food you can buy, and you can take a naked sauna. You know that part where you can take a naked sauna? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm big on sauna, so yeah.
And you can get in there and rub your back with a towel and show your ass to the world.
Wow, in 8-bit.
In 8-bit, yeah. And I also love Rygar, and I don't think Rygar gets enough praise. It's a great game.
I've never heard it so excited.
That game was so difficult and involved and creepy.
Yeah, it was super creepy and just punishing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like most games back then, most Nintendo games, that generation of games, were the difficulty levels were pretty punishing.
Yeah.
Man.
Cool. Sean, do you have a question? Are you sure, Sean?
Sean mentioned Maniac Mansion, and I wanted to just say that the only version of that, the game that is playable, is the one where you could microwave the hamster and blow it up.
That's the only one I
yeah.
know.
And they realized that was there, and they changed it.
Oh, fuck that.
I love Maniac Mansion. You played the PC version, right?
No, I've only ever played the Nintendo
I've only
version.
Played the old-school Nintendo one.
And then they did a sequel to only PC called Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah.
And in that game, you could then go into somebody's room, and they had Maniac Mansion on their computer. So within the game, you could play the 8-bit Maniac Mansion.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I never played Day of the Tentacle, but I loved Maniac Mansion.
Was Day of the Tentacle, did that have Sam and Max in it too, or no? Was that attributed to that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Anticipation was where it was at. Did you play Anticipation?
No, I don't know what
Fuck
you're
you.
Talking about.
Anticipation for Nintendo?
Yeah, of course.
Is that what you said? Yeah, that was a woman gave that to my family. Because she had one Nintendo game. An older woman that went to church with my mom had one Nintendo game, and for some reason she gave it to us, and it was that.
She looked just like Sean. It was probably
And
that.
I was like, well, I was like, oh, this is, you know, I would never buy this. And this is, as a kid, that is the most boring game you could buy.
The thing is, like, no one ever buys Anticipation. You just sort of come into Anticipation.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just, it's also not good.
Yeah, it's you literally have a bunch of dots on the screen, and slowly it's drawing out a picture, like connect the dots,
okay.
And you have to like type in what it is before it finishes drawing the picture.
Oh, all right.
That's the game.
That is literally
like
the
blast.
Game.
Yeah.
And you're a pair of shoes moving around the game board. It doesn't make any
yeah.
sense.
That sounds like something that like people did before they had hobbies.
You know, in other games you got to be like warriors and adventurers, in that game you get to be a pair of shoes. It's just that's pretty much sums up the fun level.
I was an underachiever. I aim for the big.
Like, I mean, I had fun playing it.
Remember the NES WrestleMania where all the wrestlers looked like blobs of shit?
They just looked like the same person with different like trunks or whatever. It was the same. It was the worst.
All Nintendo games were like that at that point. Like the baseball one and the hockey one.
I thought
little fat guys running around.
For its time, I thought like Castlevania was very wild.
Yeah, that was
like that. They took full advantage.
Second one was horrible.
What?
I thought. Horrible.
No, I like that one more.
Well, we have to agree to disagree, Sid.
And Mario 3, I feel, is crazy because you can go back. You can go back.
3 was the one.
Yeah.
3 is where it was at.
Castlevania 3 was the pinnacle of the Nintendo era Castlevania games.
That's Super Mario 3. But
I love that you say Mario. I love it.
Oh, Super Mario 3. Another great.
All right, we have a caller. You can call in and ask Gunface a question or us. It doesn't matter if the Gunface is here. 646-929-1357. 801, you're on the air. What's your question?
All right, I do have a question for Gunface, but first of all, Sid, I think the whole world the whole world agrees that Simon's Quest sucks.
Screw you.
And the best NES or SNES Castlevania game has got to be Super Castlevania. It's the only game you could whip in eight directions.
Never played it. I don't
I'm going to disagree hard on that one.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Super Castlevania, man.
Well, I like
right.
Castlevania the best, but Super Castlevania was the best sequel, I thought.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Now, my question for Gunface, have you ever played the top-down NES shooter Gunknack?
Oh,
yeah, Gunknack is a really good, bizarre, awesome game.
All right, you got video game cred, man. I fucking love you. And if you guys haven't, you should seriously fucking emulate Joe and Mac on the Sega Genesis. Yeah, okay, I'm that kind of guy. I was actually a Genesis kid.
I'm sorry, sir, but every day in my life I try to emulate Jesus Christ.
Oh, you wouldn't download a car, would you?
Because you can't download a car physically. The three pointers aren't strong enough yet. Soon, though.
All right. Thanks for the question. Later.
Gunface has amassed great knowledge about every topic that he takes an interest in because he smashed our first Death or No Death game as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a little while back.
3 years ago already.
Yeah. So, it's been a long time.
How are these holidays treating you? Are you working? Are you getting gifts for your friends? What did you get Greg Weeks for the holidays?
Oh, man. I got him a homemade vacuum cleaner that I built myself that's going to vacuum up all the trash in his house. No, I didn't give him anything. We're not really good friends. We don't talk to each other.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You guys sound like you have no chemistry together whatsoever.
No, yeah, we never hang out. Actually, I haven't seen him in a little while. We were kind of getting together on a regular basis, but things got busy. It's been busy. We haven't seen him in a couple weeks. I'll get him a good old slap in the face.
Yeah, what's this we saw that you guys discussed doing a podcast? Are you trying to compete with us here?
What's going on?
Oh, that was a personal thing. I'm just kidding. No, we were just talking about doing one. You know, we have these ridiculous phone conversations, and, you know, I always end up laughing a lot during them because we're talking about ridiculous topics, and we were just, you know, we have these ideas all the time that we never come through with. We're like, oh, yeah, we should make these videos that are, you know, about us being totally irresponsible idiots, and, oh, we should make this record where we just do anything we want, or we should do this. You know, like, we have just a list of things that we never end up doing them because we're probably the laziest guys on the planet. And so we're like, well, you know, we could do a podcast. I mean, that's just us sitting around being idiots like we always do, except it'll be recorded. So that's the easiest possible thing we could do. So let's do that.
So is now the podcast.
So I think, what's that?
The podcast on that list?
The podcast was never on the list until a couple days ago. We were like, let's make a podcast. So I don't know. So far, we haven't even gotten together once since that conversation has happened. But, it may happen. It may not happen. It probably won't happen. It'll happen. I don't know.
You'll find out.
It may happen.
So, speaking of not happening, what's going on with the new Red Chord album?
Oh.
Oh, good one. Well, we actually have been writing along. I know that everybody's been saying, you know, apparently people have been asking us questions like, do you guys break up and this and that. We just kind of came home and we're like, we came home from the last tour and we kind of just didn't talk to each other for a little while, which every band does at some point. And then we started, you know, like riffs and ideas started trickling in. I mean, we've been working on stuff for a while, so stuff is coming together. There's, you know, something happening. It's just it's just, I don't know, slow to form. We've been, you know, we've been doing some other things. I think we needed to do some other projects and stuff. Like Greg has a new band called Deadlights where he plays guitar and sings. They've been doing shows around Quincy, Boston area. And, yeah, they've just been playing like locally.
Deadlights?
Deadlights, yes. It's taken from, apparently there was another band called Deadlights years ago, but he doesn't care. There's a, it's from the Dark Tower series. I don't know if you guys read the Dark Tower. It's a reference to that. I haven't actually read the series myself, but
Deadlights is
I read one of the books.
From It?
Yeah, that's from It. That's when
But Dark Tower is also Stephen King. I think he's...
Right, well, It is part of the Dark Tower. It's not a Dark Tower novel, but it's like related to the Dark Tower series. When they look in the,
oh.
the its eyes, it's called the Deadlights.
Yeah. Dark Tower was Rob's nickname in high school.
All right, we have another.
That was the Dark Tower.
Oh, the Dark Knight Rises.
Pulse 9/11, it was Dark Tower.
Guys,
you too.
All right, we have another caller. Again, the number to dial to call us in is 646-929-1357-781. You're on phone.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where you're from and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I'm from Revere, Massachusetts. I think Mike knows who I am.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, I don't have a question as much as I really just want you to talk about irritating stick and I also want you to talk about the game that we used to play in the van. It was like a Coliseum game on PlayStation 2. We used to just kick the crap out of each other.
Oh, I don't remember what the game was.
It was sort of like a bunch of guys. It was a fighting game. Maybe we used to fight each other.
Yeah, I don't remember what the game was though. Maybe it was
just talk about irritating stick.
Talk about irritating stick. Well,
yeah,
in case you guys
I'll see you later.
But, all right. That was
do you guys,
that
do you
was
to,
Kevin.
Do you want me to give you Kevin's phone number so you can call him after the show? He sounds like he wants to catch up with you.
That was I don't know if you guys that was Kevin from our band back in the day. Kevin is the original guitar player of Red Chord.
Oh yeah.
Irritating stick. Have you guys played that?
No, what's that? What's Irritating Stick?
Irritating Stick is a PlayStation 1 game that I found for $5, many copies of it, in a bin in Walmart years ago, and I bought copies for everybody, or for a whole bunch of friends. And it's basically the absolute worst fucking game I've ever played in my life. Basically, all you do, apparently it's based on a Japanese game show, and all you do is move a stick. You're kind of like in anticipation. Instead of a pair of shoes, you're a pair of hands, and you move a stick through a crappy maze, kind of like Operation. If you touch the sides, it like buzzes the controller, and then some stupid voice is like, "Oh, you lost." It's the most. It's the worst game ever made, ever. So I recommend you play it because you need to see how bad it is. If you can find it, I mean.
That voice reminded me of TV. I don't know if you remember that game. Remember that game?
That was really bad.
Yeah. Well,
what game?
I was a kid. The Smash TV.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a game show where you just had to go there, these robots trying to kill you, and you just like, rooms would be swarmed with robots. You just kill like 500 robots, and then you went, a new car! You collect like, toasters and stuff, vacations.
That was a good game. That was, and it was violent.
Lonnie hated it, though.
It was like, I remember being annoyed with it.
The bosses were different. The last boss was the game show host, turned into a giant
Richard
mecha
Dawson.
Robot. It was similar to Richard Dawson in The Running Man.
Okay.
Well, Kevin looks like he's back on the air. 781. No? Someone else. 781. Oh, gone.
What's that?
Gone. On and back again. Gone and back. I don't know.
Rob, are you all right?
Somebody's calling back? 781, that's a Massachusetts number.
No, he's gone. He's gone now, Gunface. He's gone.
Oh, man, I ruined it.
We do have a question for you from the chat. What fighting games do you play? Any? Do you play any of them hardcore or just, you know, casually or what?
And what do you?
I don't really like fighting games. Was the second half of that? What was the second half of that?
Air while playing these games? It's from someone in the chat.
Sid added that one.
Do I wear anything special while playing the games? Well, I don't really play fighting games. I mean, I do a little. I like the older side, you know, the 2D side-scrolling ones, you know, like the Street Fighter clones and all that crap. Those are fun. I don't know. Fighting games to me are just, it's just not really my thing. I liked Bushido Blade.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The one-hit kill game, that was fun. I don't know. They don't hold my attention for long. And I don't like playing games with other people because I'm antisocial and I have major problems. But, yeah, I don't know. Bushido Blade, I'd say, would be my choice game.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, Gunface, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Well, I want to play a song from your album before we go out. Do you have a favorite track from this Unraveler release?
I don't know. Maybe I think the most appropriate for a metal show is probably the track "It Must Be Done" because it sounds kind of metal-ish. It may have blast beats in it. I can't remember. It definitely has fast metal things going on.
Okay, we're gonna play this. You can download this for free. We'll include a link for the free download in the description. And you must be getting really rich off these free downloads.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely, you know, quitting my day job, and that's why the Red Court hasn't done anything. I'm just making tons of money off of free downloads.
Makes sense.
Rob will figure out a way to monetize it and then not give you a cut.
Nice.
Actually, I want to know too if he's finding any time to work on some more Plant Vacuestra albums.
Oh
man, Plant Vacuestra, that will happen. That will definitely happen again. We're definitely going to do some more performances. I'm only a fan though. I'm not actually in that band. I'm just a guy who sometimes gets to hang out with them.
Oh, boo!
I'm just in. I mean, I'm in the band, but I'm not. So. I'm not in the band at all. There's no one in the band. It doesn't exist.
Sort of like Rob's relation to Metal Injection.
Nice.
Not really. He doesn't do much.
There's no such thing as Metal Injection.
I'm right here. I would like to remind both of you.
That's not you.
When can we, what about, before we let you go, what about Stomach Earth? When is that coming out? Is there a release schedule?
That doesn't have an actual release date yet, but I can tell you that, there was a little hold up with production, but now that everything should be moving swiftly, it'll be early 2013. I think that we'll definitely be putting up an actual release date real soon and a song and all that stuff. It's been done for a long time. There's just been problems with, like, you know, just getting things moving, just logistical stuff. But
deal with black market activities, huh?
Yeah. Guy is going to put it out on black market. I think it might be carried in the Deathwish store, the vinyl version. It's only going to be vinyl and digital download. There won't be any CD copy. At least not at first. Maybe later, but probably not. So there'll be T-shirts and pre-order stuff that comes up. Mike Wahlberg, the excellent design dude that you guys know, and I'm sure many listeners have seen it. Stuff everywhere and worn his shirts. He did some designs and he did the layout. And also, he did the layout, but he didn't do the art. The art was done by an artist in London, Sophie Penrose, who's done a couple other cool releases you should check out.
Cool.
I think she did. She might have done that Enabler cover. I think she did that too.
Oh, nice. But
she actually just sent me the art in the mail. I couldn't believe it. Like, she sent me the original pieces the other day. It was probably the most awesome thing I've ever got in the mail.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us. I know you're really busy right now. You probably have hordes of fans. You gotta brush away from your mansion.
Right, of course.
All right, cool. Well, let's play some Unraveler as we let Gunface go. You can download this for free by visiting our website where we have a link for it. Here is It Must Be Done. Hey, we're back.
Oh, hey.
All right. I totally forgot we were just on a one-song music break.
Well, you decide how many songs it is, so it could have been more.
You're right. Let's hear Black Star again. We'll be back. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That was a good joke.
Sean was just talking about how he's very excited about these eBay shirt purchases he made. Which were
you on blast,
yeah,
son.
Which are great
he
ideas.
Bought them off of Little Boys or something like that.
What shirts did you buy, Sean?
I bought them with the Little Boys.
Oh.
They come with them?
It was a twofer.
Wait, you bought a kid named Twofer?
Yes, Twofer Grace.
Take these kids. I'll throw these shirts in with them. You pick them up.
No, dynamite finds, fucking. And by that I mean the exact opposite.
Dynamite finds.
Like vintage '80s Elf shirts and California Raisins shirts and fucking Bart Simpson shirts.
Oh, is that where the Elf talk came from? I heard. I only caught a piece of that.
Yeah, yeah. It just says, "Yo, Willie, no problem."
Oh my God!
Why didn't you wear one here?
No, I just got them this weekend. I won my bidding wars.
Against
them.
No one else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Total number of bids.
I do have to say, the California Raisins, I was duking it out with one other person for a little bit.
The guy who puppeteered Alf was the guy bidding against.
It was a bidding war against time. And he lost.
Did
clearly.
You snipe yourself with 1 second left?
I did. But the one that I'm truly proud of was the Never Forget, and it has some date in the 90s, but it has a drawing of a white Ford Bronco getting chased by the cops. Oh. It was an OJ. Yeah.
Weird.
So it's the date of the chase, yeah. And I was like, never forget.
What a random idea for a shirt. Hey, everyone. People will want an ironic t-shirt with the date of the OJ Simpson.
It wasn't ironic.
Car chase.
I was going to say, yeah. Sure, that was ironic. Maybe it was like really to support OJ at the time. To wear it now would be
Ford Bronco. I was about to say, was there really a OJ support?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in junior high school and the assistant principal came in to say that he was not guilty. Every black person in the cafeteria cheered like they just won $1 million.
And every white person was sad.
It was
the most retarded thing.
What does that do with
if you're black, why would you support O.J. Simpson? O.J. Simpson.
Because I love the Naked Gun series.
You're not black.
On the inside.
Just your arm.
Well, on the outside because your clothing.
That's true.
Yeah. No, but he was the worst person to black people. Like, he only hung out with white people.
Yeah.
He married. He didn't do anything for black people except when he needed like a friend to put him up when he was being chased
by
the cops.
I'm pretty sure his kids were half black. That's something.
Right. Well, he was scummy to them, wasn't he?
I don't know. They were probably bummed when he had to.
And he did beat a white person. He beat his wife.
Yeah,
so
see?
I guess
he's infiltrate and then struggle.
He's a hero because he beat a white woman.
Yeah,
he
subverted the system.
And he killed a Jewish guy.
He killed a Jewish
guy and a white woman.
Yeah.
Wow. It's progress. It's called progress.
I see why he's a hero.
Sid, if only your case that you just made was as strong as the prosecution, Jay would be in jail now.
Yep.
Well, he is in jail, but for something else.
Yeah,
it's executed.
I love that he got thrown in jail for trying to steal his own Heisman Trophy.
On the "We Owe You One" clause.
And now Sean's supporting him with his T-shirt buy from eBay.
You know, I could also support the original "Never Forget." You know, 9/11 shit. Fuck, that was just second fiddle. But OJ, "Never Forget," man.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the first "Never Forget," though.
What was another "Never Forget"?
Maybe like Auschwitz or something.
Or like
"Never Forget." You really heard someone yell "Never Forget Auschwitz"?
I have.
January 1st, 0001.
Never forget.
Jesus, never forget.
Yeah. Right? Dinosaurs.
Never forget.
No,
never forget when they were wiped out.
I didn't see a T-shirt saying the shit.
Yeah. Never forget that.
I was all over eBay and I saw
no
shit.
They didn't have the silk screening technology back then.
Mindy Mayer losing
the Senate race. That goes for too much on eBay. You'll never get that. It's too vintage.
I gotta stay below 15. That's my cap.
In many ways,
Rob's 36-hour labor that he put his mom through. Never forget that. That was before OJ.
That poor woman.
When she birthed the Dark Tower.
She was taking a shit out of her.
It kind of was.
It was another Stephen King novel that was about Rob. It was called Salem's Pot.
It was called what?
Salem's Pot.
Because I smoke weed.
Rob didn't like that joke.
I don't support anybody from Salem. That's the thing.
So the spot isn't that good there.
That's what it is.
Never forget.
Why are you getting so defensive, Rob?
He really liked that book.
Do not make fun of Salem's Lot.
God, I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't know. I
love all of Stephen King's 85 novels evenly. Please don't make fun of them.
Except for Tommyknockers.
Sunflower Seed Cemetery. That's Rob's third favorite book.
Also known as Rob's Belly Button.
Yeah.
And they come back to life. He prants out of his
He's got
maple.
A sunflower growing out of it.
Hey, go easy on Rob. Very close.
Leave the sunflowers out of this, okay? Knock me all you want, but don't insult the sunflowers.
Sunflower seeds have hurt no one. Other than the people that walk barefoot through your apartment and step on the shelves and cut themselves.
I've completely cut down on my sunflower seeds.
What's replaced them?
Pistachios.
Cheese doodles.
Pork rind.
Onions.
No, I don't really snack. I try not to snack that much.
What's your snack now, like your healthier snack? Fruit?
Carrot. Yeah, I eat apples a lot now.
How do you like them?
Candy apples.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Way too proud of that, Joe.
That was awesome. You wait a lifetime for a moment. A lifetime. I can retire now.
That'd be a good T-shirt, Sean.
Yeah.
Get one of those.
What
how do you like them out?
Okay.
I don't you didn't follow me?
Just making sure.
All right.
Just making sure.
Sorry.
I thought it would be the whole setup. Like, oh, I like apples. And then Sid with a little cloud, a little
How do you
cloud.
Like them?
Oh, I'm in tears. Oh,
that's
so good.
Good stuff.
We had a classic Lonnie joke and a classic Sid joke today.
Oh, good times.
But I feel there's more hair sheddings on my floor now than sunflower seeds.
Really? Are you going bald?
No, I just
walk around body shedding.
I just shed.
Is it
and
like
also just my hair.
What is it like?
Sometimes it turns into. I try to sweep as much as I can once a week.
You should make it a nest.
I do.
He sweeps it all into one corner.
Yeah, I gather it all into like a nice little pillow. Yeah, then I make him like a Rob hair voodoo doll.
Oh, I was going to say, there's a second Rob standing in it. It looks like a lamp. He just puts a lampshade over it.
It looks like a dog sleeping in the corner.
Rob's Jufro asks if I've ever smoked weed from an apple. Well, Jufro, yes, I have.
How do you like it?
Everyone gets a turn.
Do you smoke weed?
I feel it. It definitely does the trick. It's not something I will do. Like I will go out of my way to do. But if it's the only option,
like on the cruise.
Well, no, I never smoked on a cruise. But on a trip,
a cruise.
On a trip where a pipe is not accessible. And you don't want to waste all that weed rolling and joint. You want to conserve weed.
So, like, not on 8th and 34th Street, because a pipe is accessible there.
Yeah, you can get a pipe over there.
Okay, good.
Plus, that would be so obvious smoking out of an apple bong.
Well, you don't care anyway.
Well, sure.
Do you eat it afterwards?
That's true. No, I did not eat it.
What if it was like a ribs bong? Would you?
I would never deface ribs.
Like a pile of pot defaces things.
Well, because all the ash defaces the apple. You can't eat the apple after. There's ash in it. I mean, you can cut off that layer.
No, you can.
But it gets gross.
Eat the fucking apple.
Look, there's ash in it.
Finish what you started.
Like a shrimp cocktail bong.
Oh my god! I don't know. My voice cracked.
Yeah,
that was intense. It might be a little too fishy. I don't know. I once had a Bloody Mary, a Bloody Mary with a shrimp cocktail on top, and it was too much.
Oh.
I can't do that because then the
Vegas?
Whole. The whole no, this is just at a fancy brunch place. Fancy brunch place.
Fancy brunch.
I don't go to unfancy brunch.
It's called Wendy's.
Wendy's has a shrimp cocktail Bloody Mary, definitely.
What about that bag of shrimp? Denny's. That wasn't too fishy for you? Remember when you ate that?
No,
bag
I mean
of
too fishy to smoke.
A bag of shrimp.
Oh. You don't remember? I had a bag.
I got in the supermarket the other day. I was thinking, should I buy this for Rob?
Really?
No cocktail sauce. To bag.
No, I had cocktail sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was just. I
had a bag of shrimp for dinner, and it was the worst idea ever because I felt like crap.
It was raw.
They were cooked. They were cooked.
A cooked
it's
bag
frozen
of
cooked shrimp.
They were cold. They probably heated them up and they got
cold.
Oh,
or did you just eat them like a popsicle?
Yeah, no, I thought. No, yeah. I sucked them like a popsicle, totally.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's a draw.
Oh, no!
Darren, get on that.
I sucked them like a popsicle.
Come on, guys. Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about your gorging on the bag of shrimp. Or did you guys already discuss
it? This was during an episode.
During
yeah.
Listen to the show, Sean.
Yeah.
No, this was like 2 years ago. But, I just ate a bag of like 30 shrimp, basically. Yeah. I was like, yeah, whatever. This could be dinner. And no.
Before Rob cared about his life.
You really shouldn't have it, like, at most, maybe 15 shrimp and then just cut it off.
The whole wheel. You know that
I've done that.
Oh, yeah. You ate the whole wheel, though?
Not like the big wheel, the
small. You ate a whole child's bicycle?
layered of shrimp, yeah.
Did you Rob buying, like, a tractor size? Shrimp wheel?
I ate a big foot of shrimp.
The Undertaker.
I made fried shrimp the other day, actually. I have a fryer now. I have something called the Fry Daddy.
What?
It's just this bucket.
Where'd you meet him?
Oh. Yeah, fine.
Now you can buy it out. You can buy it on Amazon.com. The Fry Daddies are easily accessible.
So hard.
That's like the older gay guys that go to the tanning booth a lot.
Fry Daddy.
Looking for a brown bear Fry Daddy. ISO.
What's ISO?
In search of, I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, you just plug this in and you just dump it in there and they give you like a scooper.
What do you do with the grease?
You put oil in there?
Yeah, you put oil in it and then you just throw it in. Right, yeah.
Well, what do you do with it? You can't dump it down the drain. Like, it's a whole thing full of grease.
It's just oil.
He drinks it. That's like the sauce.
Yeah. It's not grease. Yeah.
Like a soup? You just make a soup out of it?
Yeah. No, I don't know. You just
you rub it on your body.
Yeah. I mean,
throw it out the window. Let the seagulls have it.
Yeah.
It's a Fry Daddy's like that.
How you get the Fry Daddy.
They call it shrimping.
Pushing them up.
Spray to my chest.
That's a drop.
I got to remember all these. Jesus Christ. Someone marked these time cues down for me. Yeah.
So what, do you want to chime in at all?
Fry Daddy? Mm-hmm. Anything?
Tons of gay sex.
I wanted to mention, because you were talking about bongs, when a long time ago, maybe like 20 years ago, my friend and I had this public access show.
Mm-hmm.
Where we just aired these comedy sketches. And we had this one idea for, like, these two stoner guys would be, like, smoking a bong, and they didn't pay their water bill or something, so it's, like, no water to fill it, so they just go to the refrigerator, and the only thing that's in there is milk. So they put milk in the bong, and it was just a stupid sketch or whatever, but the two guys we got to do this, the guy's like, I really want to try doing it with the milk. So we just shot him doing it. Like, we didn't fake it. We just shot him smoking this bong with the milk and then drinking the bong milk. And he does it on camera, and he just fucking barfs the whole thing out. Like,
oh!
And we just shot the whole thing, and that
wait,
was
and
it.
Then yeah. And then did you take the barf and fill the bong up with that?
We should have. That was the, yeah, if you were there, you would have made
it's
it a better
the pot
sketch.
Human centipede. Just keep feeding it back to it.
Yeah.
It up.
The human, and then if other people throw up, you add that into
yeah.
the mix,
the
too.
The centibong?
Did you see the fake Reese's ad going around the internet? It's there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's,
okay.
And it's somebody photoshopped the human centipede with Reese's all oh. laying all over.
I'm down with that.
Reddit loves it.
I'm sure they
good
do.
One.
Oh, Snoop Dogg was on Reddit this week. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
He did a Ask Me Anything.
And he answered his own question.
He asked himself. So the way this works is, you know, a Reddit user would submit a question, and then the celebrity or whoever is doing the questioning will respond to it. But Snoop Dogg, so high, he was like, question, who is the only person to smoke me up? And then instead of putting the answer in that same thing, he posted that comment and then responded to that comment. Answer. Willie Nelson.
Hey, he likes the format. Listen.
Yeah.
He's on board.
I have to say, he did pretty good for being so high. He answered everyone's questions.
Yeah, I love. So on Reddit, also in the weed subcategories, there's a chart of like 1 to 10 of how high you are. And so somebody asked him, how high are you right now? And then you see, like, he writes 10. And then 2 hours later, he responded, 8. So I like that he went back to it. He kept going back.
It's good that he didn't write like J or L.
Yeah, he said that he smokes 81 blunts a day.
Yes, that was the thing. 81 blunts a day.
Believe that? I don't believe that.
I feel like, okay, Sean, have you ever smoked 81 cigarettes in a day? That's four packs. Four packs, a little
never.
Over
it's
four packs.
I think the max I've ever smoked in a day was maybe like a pack and 3/4, and that was like in college when I was wasted.
But okay, so
like,
let's say
two packs.
Packs
in a day is like really heavy smoking.
That's intense.
Yeah.
But also, somebody else in the comments, when others were questioning this, were like, well, he always has a posse around. Maybe there's just 81 blunts being passed around. And so because there's so many people, like maybe 4 or 5 blunts are going around at once at all times.
Yeah, he didn't smoke
but
the entire.
But, no.
But
yeah.
He says he smokes. That's his average. That's what he smokes.
Yeah, but who's rolling the 81 blunts?
He has rollers. He has people.
He hired people to roll.
People whose job it is just to
oh
handle his weed.
Why don't you have his job?
I want to get to such a level where I would hire somebody.
How do you put that on your resume? Like, what's your next job then?
I feel it's like a personal assistant type
that's
thing.
That's tough.
Yeah. You have to be... And also,
rolled
like,
81 blunts a day.
Like,
Domino's
Taco
order.
Bell. Taco Bell.
But also, is there like what is the audition process? Like, is it like a competition between five rollers? Yeah.
Yeah,
like
just have each person come in and roll a blunt. And
right.
Really like
that's
it.
Not
oh,
a reality
yeah.
show yet somewhere?
Pitch that, Rob.
That would be a
Spike TV.
Roll it like it's hot.
Or G4, maybe.
Are you going to have a series on Metal Injection?
Nobody
sure.
will watch that, though.
Fair point.
Rob would forget to promote it.
Yeah,
high.
That's right.
Like Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead on VHS.
It's grainy. Very grainy.
Yeah, the show would just be too grainy.
But the other thing that bothered me about that was like how, you know, if you say you smoke on average, but you're going to say like 20, 40, not 81.
It's a specific number.
Yeah. I thought he meant 18 and it was like dyslexia or something. Or
no, but then like possible. Later somebody else asked
and
again.
He said 81 again.
He said 81
so
again.
How did he determine that? Like he
just
actually
pulled the number out of his ass to be funny.
But wouldn't you just say like,
he was high.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think no one could. I mean, the biggest part
Snoop's
of
Snoop's got a sense of humor. You see Doggy Fizzle, Televizzle back in the day.
Yeah.
That show was hilarious.
It was like
he had
shows.
Writers.
Yeah,
it
was
Wonder Show.
Guys,
yeah.
But still.
No, he's definitely a funny guy. And I love how he called everyone Jack, J-A-C-C,
and nephew. That's my nephew.
What's Jack?
Jack? Just a general term for somebody.
What's
like
what's
buddy.
Up, Jack?
What's up, Jack?
J-A-C-C, though?
Yeah, that's how he wrote it. Because he's cool.
He's an innovator.
True.
He innovated the Izzle. No, he really didn't, but he popular.
And then
yeah.
somebody asked him, hey, Snoop, why are you carrying an umbrella? And then he writes, for the rain? And then the immediate response is, faux drizzle.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 hours later, somebody asked the question, And he got it right this time. Oh, for Drizzle. So I like that he has a sense of humor about himself, and he learns his own memes.
Well, you have to be him, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, he's kind of a joke, you know, in a good way.
But I still feel bad for that one kid that came in. Like, I remember sending it to you over IM, but there was one guy that, like, he just came in and said, "Oh, man, I'm so pissed I missed this." And then Snoop replied, "I'm here, man.
I'm still here, Jack.
I'm still here, Jack. That kid wasted his question.
Yeah.
I'm pissed that I missed it.
Oh, I like one guy was like, "Hey, Snoop, it would be my dream to smoke with you." And he's like, "Come to the show and ask for me." That was his response.
Sure, like, that's going to work.
Hi, I asked Snoop a question.
I was
on
in the
Reddit
AMA.
Yeah, and he said to come ask for him.
But the one kid did say that, or I mean, Snoop said he's going to play FIFA with him or something like that. Like, he's like,
oh,
give me
yeah.
a gamer tag or whatever.
So, like Metal good. FIFA?
Metal FIFA, yeah.
And he was promoting this track. Let's try another Snoop Lion track. I know we've done tried this before.
Oh, he said he likes K-pop, too. That was
oh, yeah, he did a K-pop song.
What? Did he?
Yeah, he guessed it on a K-pop song.
This song isn't so bad after that.
Really, that whole album.
I'm amazed at how stoned he must have been to think this is a good decision.
Yeah. I mean, he could do whatever he wants now.
Yeah.
When did he come into the song?
He's coming.
It doesn't even sound like him.
Oh, this
no,
is him?
No. He comes in, but when he comes in, it doesn't sound like him either. Here I come, I step in the But then he raps like his real voice. Posted up the
wall, hearing I'm a stone. No, because it's not just his voice right now.
I think it's his voice layered.
Yeah, I think it's altered. Yeah.
One king, one faith, one religion. Maybe there's a girl.
Yeah. And if you hear me, come and
join the revolution. Shackletown just says he recorded this after his 78th one.
After his 78th one. Yeah, I believe it.
He did this album as a break.
How do you smoke 81 blunts in a day and have time for breaks, though? You kind of have to chain smoke them. Yeah. He's somebody's like, "Oh, were you high when you recorded your album or when you're playing your show?" He's like, "I'm high always. Like, I'm high before everything."
But can we do this math? Can you smoke a blunt and time how long it takes you to smoke a blunt?
Or can you smoke 81 blunts?
It's like a blunt every 12 minutes. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Come on.
What's 12
you
minutes?
You have to sleep.
Right.
Yeah. What's 12 what?
Well, maybe they wake him up.
80 while he's sleeping just to do that.
Well, that'd be 24 hours. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So he never sleeps. He just
basically.
Smoke
or
is he like
sleep.
Double fisting?
Well,
triple fisting?
No, like three blunts are going around at once. I think that, I don't know, that's the only way I could see.
I don't think you could really rationalize it to be true.
Oh, here's
this
round.
It sounds like it's mono, by the way. It sounds like shit.
Sorry. Here's the K-pop song, which is even more hilarious.
Either way.
Here we go. Are we dancing?
In English, how's this K-pop?
Oh, they do, like, it's like a half and half. Like, they throw English in there, and then they throw a little Korean.
I believe the word is mulatto.
Are you going to stand up and dance to this? Rob?
Can I sit in dance?
Congratulations. No. Break the chair.
Hey, go easy.
I think it's pretty cool that he appeared. I mean, I guess Snoop has no shame.
Hotter 97 or... For raising hip-hop and R&B. One around.
It's not even racist, it's just awesome.
Noah, do you hate this because it's Asian?
Nothing about this sounds Asian, though.
No, the chorus.
I just hate this period.
K-pop just sounds
you
like...
Period, you should have told us before the show. You could have taken a break or we called
it.
By the way, that 81...
This sounds like Kesha to me, by the way.
Pussycat Dolls.
That must be why I like it so much.
It sounds almost like Lady Gaga with the telephones.
Oh, yeah, that's the song that I was thinking.
But 81 blunts in every 12 minutes, that adds up to 16 hours. That's it. Accounting for 8 hours sleep.
So it is possible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see how you could. It's possible to do it once. I don't see how you could average that.
I mean, it still affects his lungs, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, his lungs must be black.
I feel like
when
he
got a lung transplant.
He has to die of lung cancer. Like, that's his way
out. But does he smoke cigarettes?
No, but
he doesn't have time.
How are you gonna get lung cancer? You don't get lung cancer from weed.
Sure, you do.
How?
Yeah, isn't it like
no, it fucks your lungs up, but it doesn't give you cancer.
Well, if you're smoking 81 blunts
I mean, blunt paper is tobacco paper.
That's from the nicotine, though.
Yeah, no, no, there's tobacco. Thank you. The blunt, the wrap itself is tobacco.
I always thought that was an urban legend that you get cancer from that. It's such a trace amount that's in the paper.
Let's see.
I just think like putting any kind of smoke inside you at excess quantities is bad for you.
Yes, I agree it's bad. I agree smoking weed is bad for
your lungs.
Putting
anything into your lungs besides oxygen.
I agree 100%. I'm saying it doesn't give you cancer. It's two different things. It fucks up your lungs. I don't think you get cancer from smoking weed.
Okay, so he's going to have a collapsed lung.
Yeah.
We'll
find
out.
He should for that Hot Pockets shit that he pulled.
The short answer is probably, but there's not enough studies.
Okay, good enough for me.
All right, Snoop. Thanks for dying of cancer,
faggot.
So we can joke about that. We can't joke about dying bad. Come on.
No.
Snoop is still alive.
He's enjoying the shit out of his life anyway, so he gets a little cancer, you know.
Sean, you and me can joke about Dimebag all we want.
Okay. Yeah.
Rob has plausible deniability as long as it's you two.
I wish Dimebag was resurrected just so he could be shot to death again.
Yeah,
no.
Stop.
No.
Why? Why?
That's not cool.
From all the decomposition, he's probably only a nickel bag by now. Hey-o!
Oh, up
high! There we go.
I want to see a corpse with a fucking pink goatee on it. Up high!
Oh.
Sean, you almost, like, knocked his hand off his wrist.
It's just like...
That was hard.
Rapid-fire offensive dime bag jokes.
Fuck the dime bang!
Come on. No camouflage cargo cutoff? Up high.
Why you kill it, the dime bang?
It's just sad that he died before he got to eat at Guy Fieri's restaurant. Eat / work at.
He didn't. He got murdered. He didn't die.
Well, he died after.
He died from murder.
Yeah.
I think dying is murder is a subset of
murder
dying.
By death.
Yeah. Right. Let's remember he was murdered.
He's up there jamming with the guy from Avenged Sevenfold now, so it's not all bad.
Was he murdered?
True. That guy wasn't murdered.
No, that guy was.
That guy, like,
no, he's saying they're both in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He said he's up there.
Oh, up there. Sorry.
Oh, like he'd want to be in heaven. Come on.
Dime makes heaven metal.
Hey, we got a good comment here. El Deuterino said, don't give Randy Bly a time machine. He'll go back and shove Dime Bang off the stage.
Well, maybe if someone shoved him off the stage, you would have dodged the bullet.
Yeah, I'm saying he doesn't want Dime Bang to live. That's the point. Of the joke.
It's a double-edged sword.
You're all
him.
Awful people.
I know. I'm not. This is all people. I'm just reading a comment here.
If I had Dime a double-edged sword, I would stab Dimebag with it.
By the way, Shankletown snotted himself at Sean's red goatee. It was pink goatee. Shows how much you listen. But he did snot himself, so you should take pride in that.
Thank you.
Where's Seth Putnam? Do you think he hangs out with Dimebag?
No, he's by himself.
No way. Yeah.
He has his own corner.
Nobody's talking to
that
guy.
Is Dimebag.
He found
Time bang.
He
it
found
is
out
now.
Where they keep all the dead AIDS babies, and he's like standing there jerking off over them.
Just in a meth coma on a big pile of dead AIDS babies.
Yeah.
So you're saying AIDS babies go to hell to be punished?
No,
and
they go to heaven.
They
go to heaven,
man.
Oh, okay.
Do they have meth in heaven or in the afterlife in general?
What if the baby was really bad? It gets to go to hell and get jerked off on by Seth.
Sure.
But if they're in heaven, why are they getting jerked off on by Seth Putnam?
They're asleep.
Fucked up things happen in heaven, too.
If you really like doing that, you'll probably be able to do it in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wanna,
it's everything you want.
It all depends what your interpretation of heaven.
Maybe those AIDS babies like being jerked off on. We have no idea.
Yeah. They just spawn holographic.
They already have AIDS.
Yeah.
Seth Putnam jerking off on, what are we going to do?
But they're in heaven, so shouldn't they enjoy life?
But he's saying maybe they enjoy
maybe they
it.
Like
oh,
it.
Oh, so it's only
yeah.
babies that
you
we
like
know,
it, why wouldn't they?
Like... It's only babies that would grow up to enjoy being jizzed on, is what you're saying.
Sure,
Okay. Fair enough.
Everyone
God
has
would
their
know.
Thing.
God would know.
Even babies have their fetishes.
Yeah.
Everyone,
you know,
they're born this way, Darren.
Sure. All right. Well, excellent.
How much more offensive can we get?
Maybe we should end the show.
Why? There's still like 5 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh, right. We did start a little late.
Dimebang doesn't have a heaven or a hell to go to. Why not? Can you elaborate on that, please? El Deuterino? I don't know. Don't believe in hell? Anyone here believe in the afterlife?
Nope.
No.
Unanimous?
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, part of me does, just to be safe. Just to be safe. No. Just in case.
That's just like the most egotistical thing to think, like, oh, when we die, our spirit lives on. Like, no, we're just fucking vessels. Like, yeah, we're just, it's nothing.
Right. I just like to play it safe, man. You know?
What's going to happen? Play it safe with what?
God.
Half me is, yeah, is religious. Logical and was like, you know, whatever. But the half of me that was raised Irish Catholic is like, maybe.
God fearing.
But maybe what?
But what if Islam is real or something and you believe it? Well, anyway, believing in hell and you still go to hell.
Whatever.
See, that's what I'm saying. You could be completely
but
wrong.
But that's the thing. Like, I will firmly say I don't believe in like the devil or hell.
Right.
But I'll keep that like voice in the back of my head. Like maybe there's a happy afterlife just in case. So
okay.
I get in there.
Well, wouldn't you go anyway if it's a God who loves you so much?
But does he?
Well, exactly.
Well, you know me. But you know me.
If you have the in the back of your head, God. And then like outside you're saying that you don't believe it, then you'd be more apt to not even go there.
Right. What if I said I'm 50-50?
Mm. Nope.
No,
that's even worse.
If you're bi, then forget it.
Because I feel like if you're 100% no, then they bring you there just to show that you're wrong.
And then let you kick you out.
Yeah. No, maybe. Depends on, you know. They need someone to jerk off on AIDS baby.
I was going
to
say, that's who... You get turned into a baby and they give you AIDS.
These AIDS babies aren't going to jerk off on themselves,
it's
people.
It's true. It's true. And I'm willing to do that.
As long as I got a cloud I can chill on and shit, and I can jerk off on AIDS babies, I'm happy.
Sean's heaven is jerking off on Dime Bang Daryl
while wearing a California racist t-shirt.
As long as I can take that shit with me to heaven, I'll be happy.
Sean and Seth Putnam in a corner of a fucking room.
Also,
Rob's pubic hair.
But also, how spiteful would God be if he's like, oh, you didn't believe this exists?
True.
To hell with you!
Fuck. Well, have you read the Bible?
Yeah,
that's basically all God is.
That's why I'm just playing safe.
Mm-hmm. Look at we're cool.
That's
God,
what's
right?
gonna
we're
fuck
cool.
you right in the end. Literally,
and that God. Is Seth Putnam. Seth Putnam's meth and crack addicted penis.
You get to the pearly gates, and Seth Putnam is just injecting you with meth the whole time. Just the moment you get there, just darting you with meth.
In the afterlife, meth is injected into your body, and not smoke.
And you're saying that's not gonna be a good time? That's gonna be a party, pal.
Yeah, there's no smoking of meth in heaven, only injecting.
Just Seth Putnam darts.
meth darts.
That should be a video game. We should pull Gunface up. Just fucking dodge Seth Putnam's AIDS cum.
Oh, no, here comes Seth Putnam. The meth darts are coming. He would be like the boss. That's a total boss level.
Oh, dear.
I just want to see him throwing them at Ronald Reagan and all this shit. Michael Jackson and shit. Well, he's probably in hell, but whatever.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's jerking off Michael Jackson. He jerked off on AIDS in real life.
That was practice for heaven. That was practice. Sorry, Ryan White.
Oh, sorry. Here's a tissue. That's why I wore those gloves. You easily wipe the cum off the children. But only one. I don't cum very much. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
Yeah. Winding down.
I would like to apologize for Sean and Sid and their inappropriate comments.
But not mine.
Shame on you.
No, oh, Darren as well.
Oh,
and the comments.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Any inappropriate comments I would like to apologize for.
Bye.
No.
Bye.
Not really.
I didn't say them.
I have a song to play us out with.
I think the dude from Lamb of God pushed you into saying that.
No!
He's not here. He's a pusher.
The only thing vulgar about the display of power was that he didn't kill Dimebag sooner.
It's true.
That's it.
That's all.
We should have ended with Lonnie's joke.
Is that guy still alive, by the way, the guy that killed Dimebag?
Oh, yeah.
No, he died.
No.
Like, they killed him there.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He
they shot him.
Himself? Or no?
No,
so
a cop
what the
shot.
Fuck, man?
No.
Why don't you celebrate the anniversary of that guy's death?
He,
yeah.
He helped.
He's a human being, too.
Equal time.
He held one of the tech guys, one of the guitar tech, Damage Plan, Nathan something?
Nathan Gale.
The killer or the other?
The killer.
Wasn't he like a U.S. patriot from 1776?
He was in the army or whatever, and so he was holding one of the stagehands hostage to try to escape, and then a cop got in and he shot him.
Oh, all right.
So that guy, being that he was in the military, he's done more for this country than Dimebag did, but yet we celebrate Dimebag and not this hero that...
How do you know he did more for this country than Dimebag?
He's a human being, and he was in the army.
He protected our freedom.
But think about all the smiles on people's faces.
He protected the freedom we have to call ourselves fucking Dimebag.
Dime bang, Sid.
I'm sorry.
The man's dead
bang.
And you can't even get his nickname right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that was the killer dude's nickname then?
Yes.
Dime bang. Yeah.
Because he went bang bang.
Yeah.
Bang, right?
I thought it was because he banged all the AIDS babies in hell.
Here we go.
Hey, Darren, what's that song you were going to play?
How are you doing over there?
This is a song that I want to
dedicate. Damage Plan?
No.
No, it's actually Lamb of God covering Pusher Man by, by Steppenwolf.
This is a song I want to dedicate to Sean and his sartorial purchases that he made.
And I couldn't stop myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans. And you made a thug wanna cry something terrible.
I guess
I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what the jeans do to me. Make me wanna get down
I love
on
your knees.
You got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Oh, cut it out.
Tight to death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm
get the
you.
Fuck off the internet.
I wanna know, all I wanna know is that I can have what's up in no jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in no jeans? Don't get along, cause I don't mean no harm, but I love the way you wear those jeans.
I never eat the meat. I like balls.
Anytime that I see you, I want it. You wear them well, baby. Damn those jeans.
Oh, fuck.
You the top. You the bomb. All I wanna know is can I have what's in those jeans?
Can I get a
all over my penis and face. All over my penis and face.